to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Here's a story out, Lance. Best remaining free agents. I don't think you're going to get a Kimbrel or a Valdez. Let's pass on pitcher. What about Gary Sanchez? He can't really catch the ball too well.
Why? Somebody asked us yesterday, why are we still talking? We've got Diaz and Corey Lee. Why are we continue to do this
because
more expensive backup catcher?
Because the Astros were in on catcher. Not,
I know, but I don't understand why. Why are we looking more expensive backup catcher as opposed to Diaz or Corey
Lee? I think we
were
looking for a starter.
Yeah, but Corey Lee is one of your highest-rated minor league prospects.
Right. Yeah, and Jiner was passed him by
for a while. He hit great last year.
How about a Jurickson Profar or Will Myers or an Adam Engel? There's a reason they're still out there. Their numbers aren't really tutti frutti. None of them really.
I'd rather grow a young guy. I'd rather go a young cheap guy. I mean, whoever comes ain't going to get a play.
I think it's a prove it year for. Minor league wise, it's a prove it year for Pedro León.
He could be part of a trade.
I mean,
it's either prove it or get traded as a Jose Siri. Siri got moved.
And Adam Duvall, his OPS last year was .677. I mean, there's a reason these guys are still out there on the market that nobody's really clamoring for them. Will Myers, I like him, but he's a corner outfield guy that you're going with Uncle Mike.
You're not.
But Uncle Mike has got a DH. Well, you're going. You know what? There's a platoon between Jordan and Mike.
You might add a bat. You might add a bat somewhere.
Will, okay.
Just to fill out a roster.
Who will play left field more, Jordan or Uncle Mike?
What if I ask?
I think it's going to be Jordan. I think Uncle Mike's going to DH more.
I think you're right.
He's older.
I think you might be right. And Jordan's got a plus arm.
You protect him from himself, his shoulders.
Yeah, he's got a plus arm. You'll see Chaz. You'll see who's going to be the... Well, I guess that is the fourth outfielder to be Uncle Mike. Who's the fifth outfielder? Myers?
Possibly Hensley.
Jake? Or yeah, it could be Hensley, actually. Actually, Hensley's probably the...
Hensley's going to be probably...
Use your alleged...
I would like to re-sign Yuli.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think Hensley's going to be your next Aledmus Diaz.
Yeah.
It's rare for that size guy to be your Aledmus.
But he plays second base at 6'10".
I know, and
he's
6'7", but he showed pretty decent plate discipline too in the postseason.
Yeah.
So
no, he was one of the guys you actually could count on in the postseason.
I think that I think he's going to get the shot to be your next Aledmus, and that's okay. That's okay if Yuli's time is done. Yuli's time is done. And let's face it, if Yuli doesn't sign somewhere else, there's always, the Astros could just try to bring him back. Yuli strikes me as a guy who, he's at an age where if he stops playing, you can't just bring him back.
Yeah.
The bat speed's going to really fall off.
Kenny, get on that mic with on RJ's mic, will you? What about
Kenny Van Doren, who writes for SI. And he is an Astros, he's an Astros writer, knows the minor league really well.
Most of them. Kenny, what about Luke Berryhill? I just got a text about the Astros are hot, really high on him.
Luke Berryhill is like one of the guys that they're kind of thinking about to put in AAA next year. You got Corey Lee and you got Yainer Diaz, like you guys were saying. But I think Luke Berryhill is one that might jump over Corey Lee, and Corey Lee could be somebody that they try to swing in a trade. They have some pretty good catchers at the north side of the system, like we're saying right now. And if he is going to be in the majors, I think...
Would they have traded, if they went after Murphy, would they have traded Lee for him?
Yeah, I think Lee would have been in that trade to the A's if they went after...
They don't love him. I mean, Jiner came up last year and passed him by. They don't love Corey Lee, right?
Well, Lee was up first.
Lee was up first, but then Jiner was up after him.
Yeah, and Jiner had a really good year hitting the baseball last year. Hit with some power, too. And he's catcher first, so let's face it. I think a two-position catcher has more value right now for what the Astros need. It wouldn't shock me. I don't know who's considered better defensively out of those two, but because that does matter for the Astros. But what about outfield from a minor league standpoint, what you've written about? The Astros didn't seem to be in on a couple of the name guys in free agency, but then when you look at their minor league system, they've got some outfielders. Is there anyone that you anticipate? Is Leon the guy to look for as the next guy up to challenge Jake Meyers for playing time or a roster spot?
Yeah, I was a little surprised that they didn't protect Corey Jolks. You guys probably know him playing in Triple.
He's older, though.
He'd been around.
He's older. He's 26.
Yeah.
Got good power, though. He's been playing.
He hit with power last year, too.
He stole a lot of bases last year, too. So he's got
good
tools there. But, you know, there's some spots open. They didn't protect him. But I was surprised he also wasn't taken. So he's still in the system. He's still a guy that could, you know, make a jump to the majors, maybe even be traded if there's no room.
Is it all because of his age?
Say it again.
Is it all because of his age?
Yeah, I think it's because of his age. And, you know, they tried to move him to third base, and he just didn't really – his arm projected well, but he made too many errors when he was over there just fielding-wise, and I think the arm was good. It's kind of like Pedro Leon when he played shortstop. You know, you could make the throws, but it wasn't going to be accurate. It didn't mean like his glove was going to be all that great. Another guy like Pedro Leon, too, kind of battling an injury in the Puerto Rican Summer League, and it's just not everything's clicking so far for him right now either. I think he has 4 home runs, but his OPS is below 600 through like 30 games, maybe 20 games. But those are two guys to watch going into spring training. Other guys that can make jumps to even AAA by the end of the year is Joey Loperfido, who's in high A, kind of battled an illness there at the end of the season. But he's not going to be a guy that, you know, that's going to play next year, but maybe someone in 2024 that's going to be a dark horse, especially as a utility player.
How's the Missouri backup left tackle doing? Is he any good?
He transferred to SMU.
Did he?
Yeah.
What are you
know
so
what I'm
worried?
Sick of? You tweeting about Missouri.
He went to Missouri.
Missouri volleyball.
He went to Missouri.
Okay, stop
he worked
already.
He worked for the,
I know,
the media
I'm
department
still
of
sick
Missouri.
Of it. Just, okay.
Does he have to curate
you,
his Twitter
please
for you?
Only address me when you're talking about Astros. I don't want to hear about Missouri backup.
At John Granato.
Backup free safeties, okay? I'm sick of it.
The and free it, safety also transferred, so you don't have to hear about it.
So, who's your favorite ever Montreal Expo?
Yeah, he's wearing Jeff a Montreal Blum. Expo hat.
Who?
Jeff Blum.
Jeff Blum?
Yeah.
Mine's Andre Dawson. Who's yours?
Mine is Rock Raines.
Yeah, Tim Raines. I knew you'd say Tim Raines.
Yeah, I loved stolen base guys when I was young.
Yeah.
I liked Hawk Five. I liked Hawk with the Cubs.
Yeah.
I was a Cub guy. If you had to choose, I was Astros
I liked
and Cubs.
Him. No, I liked super... him with Montreal. I didn't like him at all with the Cubs.
Yeah, I like, well, oh, Hawk.
What about Valentine?
Yeah, I also like Warren Cromartie, big gap tooth
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
And then I liked Lopez. Carlos Perez.
Rusty Staub.
Nah, I want a Rusty Staub guy.
Oh, Pedro.
Yeah, Pedro Martinez, originally a Montreal Expo. Yep, Carlos Perez. I enjoyed watching Carlos. They're
Carlos
one of my teams.
Antics on the mound.
Oh yeah, they're one of my teams. Whenever we play yeah. wiffle ball, I like to emulate the batting lineup of. I liked Harvey's Wallbangers.
Yeah,
those Milwaukee, Brewers. And then also
well,
the Expos.
Thomas in center was one of the great center fielders ever.
Just made no sense.
None.
That's like your White Sox having Greg Luzinski's a guy named the Bull,
right.
And he looked like it too in softball jerseys out there.
Yeah,
that's the most. Have they ever tried to throw back
well,
to
what
those
about
jerseys?
Oscar Gamble not being able to get his hat on.
Yeah, hat always flying off.
Well, he had a
huge afro.
Huge afro.
That was like a guy named who was it? Who was there? Was a pitcher Juan.
Not Juan Soto.
No, not Juan Soto. There was a pitcher for the Astros, a left-hander who,
oh, yeah.
whose hat would always fall off to
on the top of his
dude,
head.
Yes, it was. It wasn't.
He was a reliever, no.
It wasn't
a lefty.
It wasn't Solano. It was it was a left. It was a left-hand reliever.
Yeah.
The hell, I better check Twitch.
No, we got to. Oh, okay, Twitch and Twitter. Who was that? Who
this,
was that Astro
This is your
pitcher?
Only job.
That's it. I mean, this is the only thing we ever. Pascual Perez.
Nope.
Was no, Pascual was the guy with the antics on the mound.
Well, no, Carlos, too.
Yeah.
Carlos Perez and Pascual Perez. They're the Perez brothers.
Yeah.
That's the one Jose Lima said, you think they buy? You think they hot dogs?
Dude.
Their sister is so hot dog, she's hamburger. He's the he one said, that once yeah. said the sister was hamburger.
It's 914 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. No more Missouri crap. Thanks, Kenny.
God, this is going to – I got to keep checking Twitter.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll get it on the other side. Right now, though, we got Underdog.
Underdog Fantasy. Listen, if you're going to play fantasy sports, do it with a company that's paying you up to $100 with your first deposit when you use promo code Lance. Why would you not put in $100 just to see another $100 magically appear in that account? That's what they're doing. Underdog Fantasy also has daily fantasy contests and weekend fantasy contests for football that are unbelievable. Basketball is really cool. Throw your $5 in and put in multiple plays, you know, get three different entries going every night for your basketball. You have a chance to win thousands. It's amazing. They have hockey available. They have soccer available. I mean, golf available when golf is running up. I need to get John. Yes, Juan Augusto. Thank you. John is I should get his help whenever I'm doing golf stuff instead of just randomly blindly drafting people. But I'm not sure what I'm doing on that one, but I'm taking my chances on Underdog. And listen, they've got the pick'em, which is a chance to go higher or lower on the listed stats. And many times they'll have a variety of stats for you to choose from. If you feel like you've got a good handle on how an individual player is going to play, then go find just two of them. And if you pick them right, it's going to pay 3-1. If you can pick five of them right, it'll pay 20-1. And they even have an insurance feature where it will pay you a little less, but you can win 4 out of 5, 3 out of 4, even 2 out of 3. Underdog Fantasy, download the app, use promo code Lance, and get your first deposit in there matched up to $100. It's Underdog Fantasy. Make sure that you're involved in the most fun that you can have there on Fantasy site. Make sure you're 18 years or older in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN. 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on the show to hang out with us. I'm looking at the story right here. Where do you think that Patriots blunder ranks in NFL history?
Oh, my God. So I watched one personally with my dad's team, the Cleveland Browns, when they had won a game. Do you remember that? The Browns won a game on a missed field goal, a super long missed field goal, super long meaning probably like 52 at the time. And a player for the Cleveland Browns, they had won, and as the ball was sailing, it was clearly no good.
I remember.
Took off his helmet.
And your dad lost the game. He was pissed at him.
And they called a 15-yard penalty, and then they kicked field goal and won it.
Yeah.
It was a linebacker of some sort.
It was a linebacker. No, he was a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you think that ranks in biggest blunders ever? It's the butt fumble, Mark Sanchez.
Joe
Pisarcik. Joe Pisarcik fumbling Herm Edwards. I was going to ask Herm about that play the other day when he was on.
Boneheaded
plays.
Well, I don't think that. What was the one you just said before then?
The butt fumble.
Yeah, I don't think it's. Well, that was just a play that happened. But one with, like, here's one. Do you remember when DJ Moore got the 15-yard celebration penalty and they had a chance to he got the 15-yard penalty. Remember it was the long pass that ended up winning the game, basically.
Oh, yeah.
They thought they won the game in this great comeback against Atlanta.
Right.
And then he got a 15. It was a 62-yard Hail Mary from P.J. Walker. Moore was unable to contain his excitement, removing his helmet and leaping into the stands. He got a 15-yard penalty. As a result, the potential game-winning extra point was moved back to the 48, and they missed the kick, and they ended up losing that game. Which, by the way, could have playoff implications now. Could have playoff implications.
Look who's
that loss
in the hunt now. I mean, 6-8 teams are right there.
Yeah.
Are right there in the hunt still. As far as what about DeSean Jackson?
Dwayne Rudd, by the way, was the player that took his helmet off in that Cleveland game. It was Dwayne Rudd.
How pissed your dad. You go, my dad was so pissed.
I was losing my mind at my game. At the game.
Remember when DeSean Jackson dropped the ball before he got into the end zone?
That would be one.
That would be one.
Kyle Shanahan's play calling in the Super Bowl?
That would be
for
one.
For an entire second half?
There's no question that would be
Leon
one.
Lett, that was in a blowout, but yeah, it's very memorable.
Yeah.
When, was it Don Beebe? Who was it that hustled down and knocked the ball out of his hands? Leon Lett trying to pick up
on Thanksgiving, trying to pick up
the blocked field goal.
In the snow.
Against Miami.
And he screwed it up and fumbled it.
Yep, and they...
That was one of the biggest screw-ups ever.
Yeah, that's a huge one.
Anything else that we can think? I mean, but this is one of the worst screw-ups ever in a tie game. I mean, as far as stupid plays, this is right.
I mean, it's up there really high. I've got some. What are the dumbest plays? Do you have them ranked?
They got more. It's not more. It's like the butt fumble. One of theirs is DeSean Jackson's return of the punt that won the game on the last play.
Yeah.
Remember? Uh-huh. That's a screw up by the Giants. But
oh, for punting to him?
Yeah, punting to him. What else do they have? I lost it here. The Music City Miracle. But those are good.
That's
plays.
A great play.
Yeah, that was a great play by
special teams.
By that. What else do they have here?
I'm trying to think if there was ever somebody who didn't know the situation. Like, did the situation get away from them, and it ended up costing?
What about Russell Wilson? They got Russell Wilson's interception on the one. That's a screw up.
Yeah, that'd be a play call screw up instead of beast mode.
The Indianapolis Colts fake punt try. Oh, remember when?
What about Texans' fake punt try? Against the Chiefs.
They went for it
against the Patriots.
Yes.
They went for it in like their own 32. They're early in the game. Like, yes. What are you doing?
Yeah, and they actually.
That was Dungy, too, wasn't
it? They lined up in an illegal formation, even. And then, it was just. Oh, but nobody. And he went up and took the snap with no blockers. Remember?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. That was like the fake. I'm thinking of like they just went for it on fourth down, but you're talking about the one where they spread out the whole offensive line. Yes. Who did that?
The Colts did that.
That was the Colts?
Yeah.
Is that Jeff Saturday?
That was not Jeff Saturday.
Rex was going to blame him.
Griff Whalen snapped the ball to Colt Anderson, who was under center. And Pat McAfee later explained that the play was meant to draw New England offside, that the team was supposed to take a delay of game, and instead the center snapped it.
Oh, my God. Oh. Can you imagine Colt Anderson going, what?
And he just got smothered, remember? that was pretty dumb. But this play...
McGinnis landed, almost started punching him.
This play might have been literally the dumbest play in NFL history. The Patriots play
because there was nothing to gain.
Nothing.
You weren't gonna score.
All you could do was lose. All you could do was lose.
Speaking of all you can do is lose, you want to take this phone call?
Well,
Christmas party. There's going to be requests made.
Well, let's see. Gilbert is here with us on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Gilbert.
Hi, gentlemen. How you doing?
Great, good. Man. How are you? You sound like you're feeling better.
Yeah, it's cold out there anyway.
Well, I know it's cold. It's going
to
be even colder.
It's about
to be
worse. Yep.
Yeah.
Say, give me the rest of the schedule of the Texans game.
John?
Okay, the Texans are at Tennessee, right?
Right.
Okay, so you want to go to Tennessee?
No, what about the play here in Indianapolis?
Yes, January 1st they play against Jacksonville here. And then they go to Indianapolis for their last game of the season. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. So that's January 8th.
I know that they're not going to make the playoffs.
Oh, you knew that already. All right.
Yeah, I knew that already. So what's the last date of the...
It's January 1st against Jacksonville. You want to go to the game?
Why are you asking?
Because I'm sure we can get tickets.
Yeah, probably.
I think a listener might go, I'll give
I don't think Gilbert's having a hard time walking right now. I don't think he's going to the game.
Do you want to go to the game, Gilbert?
No, I don't. I thought walking anyway.
See?
Well, I know that, but I mean,
in general, would you want to? Yeah. It's a pro football game.
Well, it's not really. It's the Texans and Jaguars. It's not really a pro football game. Are you going, RJ?
Well, what time the Indianapolis game was supposed to start anyway?
Indianapolis? Well, they haven't determined that. They might move that to Sunday Night Football.
No. I think it's pretty safe to say noon.
It's still noon a TBD. Sunday. Yeah. It's a to be determined, but they may flex it to the Sunday Night game. We don't know.
Okay. Well, what about the Christmas party?
Well, the Christmas party is this Friday at Nick's place. It's not the
time?
Texans won't be there, but
7
a.m.
You're all gonna be there anyway.
Let's see, Jackie will be there, Gary, Lil Rico, Tony the Hand, Jennifer Reyna. We've got
who else? Tommy
Jennifer Reyna. Tommy Jennifer Reyna.
Tommy two times.
Yeah, we got, I would imagine.
Johnny Roast Beef.
Coach Clay will be there. Nick's going to be there. I'm going to be there. John's going to be there.
Yeah.
Tony is going to be there. So all those dudes. Yeah.
When are you going to be there?
Wendy, I don't know that you're going to be there. I don't know that. But
let's see.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, I tell you, kid, I can't make it to the game. I'm going to make it to the... Nick's been too cold out there anyway.
No, I don't blame you. It's going to be cold. It's going to be below freezing.
Cold.
It's going to be below freezing.
Yeah. You better stay home.
No, I better stay home anyway. You tell me, you pull my leg that Jennifer Ray's going to be there.
I don't think Jennifer Ray is going to be there.
She might be. You don't know. I mean, you don't know that.
I feel strongly she won't be.
She might be. We don't know.
Did you invite her?
No, but you never know. She might be listening right now and saying, I got to get to that Christmas party.
If you know Jennifer Reyna, tell her to come to the Christmas party.
Yeah, Gilbert.
We're FaceTime.
Gilbert, call her.
Mm. Don't
call. I don't know her number anyway. I don't know her number.
No. Channel 11, you can call up there.
Nope.
No, I got no Channel 11 number anyway.
I got no what?
Channel 11 number.
No number for Channel 11.
No. It's best that way.
No. Don't you have
a fax machine number now.
Is that
anyway.
Restraining order still
He said the phone number is now a fax machine number.
It is. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Well, it said you wanted to talk Astros.
Yeah, what do you think about hopefully the TV getting traded again. Did you hear about the rumor?
Who?
Jose Altuve getting traded somewhere else?
Jose Urquidy.
Oh, no, we have not heard anything else about that. I don't. Yeah,
never heard about that.
Well, Kenny, you know what? Call back up here and talk to Kenny. Kenny wants to talk to you about that.
Kenny who?
Kenny is our call. The guy who answers the phones.
Don't.
And he knows. He's works for Sports Illustrated. He can tell you. He probably got Jennifer Reyna's number too. I don't know.
He doesn't.
He might.
No,
don't know. You don't know.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Gilbert. Merry Christmas,
Gilbert. Buddy. Merry Christmas.
And to
get better.
Gilbert's wishing the entire
not just your
city
wife
of Houston,
not just your wife and Jennifer Reyna. He said the entire city of Houston.
There. What about Nicole, Gilbert? What about Lance's wife being there?
Too many kids.
What do you mean by Nicole? What do you mean?
Nicole, that's Lance's wife. What? You never ask about her.
Is she going to be there or not at the Christmas party?
Honestly, I don't know.
She came last year.
I don't think so.
I was sick last year.
Out there for me.
Yeah. She was there anyway.
I don't know if you're there anyway.
All right, Gilbert. Oh, Nicole. You'll like Nicole.
Hey, don't pull my legs if Jennifer Ray will be there. If Jennifer Ray be at the Christmas party, call my house, please.
Okay.
You got my number.
Right. Okay.
We don't have your number, but.
We will call you if Jennifer Reyna is going to be there. I promise.
Chance might remember it.
Chance knows it. Chance knows it by
heart.
Y'all
did call him before because. Yeah. No, because Gilbert called him to get off my phone.
Yeah. Said that. Yeah. Gilbert, get off the phone. All right, Gilbert, thank you. And 931 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Gilbert does ask about Wendy a lot. When are you going to be there?
If not, why would I go?
He likes Lance's wife too, just less than Wendy. That's probably accurate.
Time to talk about the Morley Law Firm.
He prefers his women to be involved in television productions.
Listen, if Gilbert, if you have a restraining order against a television state, a television station that has a restraining order against you, I know you should call the Morley Law Firm. Okay, Gilbert.
They should.
If you have any issues whatsoever with whatever it is, and it doesn't matter, you got issues, and issues mean that you need a lawyer. Well, legal issues, you know, be it civil or criminal. Did you do something? Did you not do something? And you're being wrongly accused, then for sure. But even if you did something, you need the Morley Law Firm to help lessen the problem, because they will. They know all of I don't want to say tricks, but they can certainly help you. You don't want to face this on your own. You do not want to face criminal charges or sentencing by yourself. You don't want to admit to any. What you want is the Morley Law Firm. Call them. Because if you're being investigated for something, whether you did it or not, the Morley Law Firm is going to help you, because they have expertise in all criminal aspects and civil aspects as well. You getting a divorce? Are you being sued by somebody? Do you need to sue somebody? Whatever the case may be. Have you gotten in an accident? Well, you need the Morley Law Firm, because they're going to help you get as much as you can. Listen, your pain and suffering deserves something. And if you did get hit and it wasn't your fault and you are not getting paid, if you're dealing with an insurance company, listen, they would much rather deal with you than the Morley Law Firm. Trust me. So if you're looking for a great way, if you've got any issue whatsoever legally, the Morley Law Firm is here for you. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955, or Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 937 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. One segment left, then we hit news of the weird, and then we are out of here. Paul Gallant will inform and entertain you with his, I don't know, does he going to wear... Is he wearing his Texans jacket against that troll?
That was for his Moral Victory Monday.
That was Moral Victory Monday?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Moral Victory stuff out there. I heard one show was saying, oh, people are on Davis Mills now and making case for Davis Mills to be, look, he can play well. There is nothing Davis Mills can do.
No. He had some nice little moments in the pocket and poise.
There is nothing.
It doesn't change the fact that quarterback has to be addressed at some point. I think the only question you ask is, do they address it with a small frame guy? That's the only thing.
That's it.
Nick Caserio's never been involved.
If they
in
don't
that.
Believe in him,
and Nick Caserio is a big Bill Belichick guy.
I mean, Will Levis.
He's a big Nick Saban guy.
You did Will Levis.
I wrote up Will Levis. Will Levis makes some amazing throws at times, but his general accuracy is terrible. Like when you make him move,
like Josh
he's throwing
Allen
it
terrible?
At the feet. Worse. He's throwing it at your feet when he's forced to move. I just saw too much, and it's a poise issue. When he senses pressure, his accuracy goes way down. When he's in rhythm, he throws well. That kind of thing bothers me, because then you have to have things. The temperature has to be just right for a guy to complete passes at a high level. They throw so much quick game, and you'll look at his completion percentage, and people will say, oh, 67%. Do you know how many throws he makes every game that are quick game throws, just sideways passes, hitch passes? A ton.
Yeah.
A ton. 24% of his throws were behind the line of scrimmage. One out of every four throws was behind the line of scrimmage. Yes. I went and did the math on it. Almost, I think it was 23.4.
Well, I could see with
almost
Wandale,
one out of every four.
I could see Wandale doing
well,
that.
They got another Wandale, a guy who I think is better, and Tavion Robinson. So they got a new, and a lot of his catches are behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, if they don't feel like, listen, I'm fine with them not taking QB1 at number one, because if they don't believe that he's the guy, and the size says he's not going to be the guy.
Historically, you can't find quarterbacks like, you know who is his size is Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel was his size. We wouldn't know him. I mean,
does he party like Manziel?
No. And Manziel was drafted like 20th, I believe. So Johnny Manziel had the size, of, and there was talk about, oh, you know, you Manziel. I don't know if Manziel probably slipped for size and character issues. It's probably a combination of the two. But he was 20th. But he's got the frame like actually, his frame is like Manziel. Manziel's probably not a bad comp, but I can't possibly make Manziel the comp. You know, from a physical standpoint, a playmaker standpoint, if he needs to, Manziel scrambles a little bit more than Bryce. But actually, Manziel's actually a pretty good comp for Bryce Young. It's just there's so much negative connotation that people will take it the wrong way and they'll lose their mind. And it's just, I'm tired of dealing with, I don't need that in my life, having to deal with people freaking out because of a comp. I don't care about comps, honestly.
Well,
but
people care.
But to find a player that size is not easy to do.
No.
Because there's not many of those guys since, you know, over the last 25 years.
Let's get Spencer in here. He wants to talk to you about the Astros pitching rotation or reliever, whatever. What's going on, Spencer?
Oh, not much, guys. So, you know, going into this past baseball season, you know, Lance made me very nervous about the Astros pitching staff because he kept talking about how Strom wasn't going to be there and spreading his special Stromy sauce and making the pitchers do well.
That's right.
And I was actually really, really, really paranoid. I mean, going into this past season, you had no Strom, Verlander's hurt, McCullers is hurt, a lot of question marks with the other guys. And, you know, we won 106 games, won 11-2 in the playoffs, and for all of the Dusty celebration, you know, I don't think he got near enough credit for him and the pitching coaches for managing the staff. I mean, letting the pitchers, letting the starters go, you know, spotting the relievers when they needed to spot them. And then by the time we got to the postseason, everybody was fresh. We were deep. It was just, it was absolutely perfect. And, you know, I wasn't a huge fan of the Dusty hire at the time, but he has done just an incredible job with this team, especially with the pitching staff. And so we go into this next season, I just don't feel like there's many question marks. You know, there might not be 106 wins in there, but, I mean, you know, an eight-game drop-off, you're at 98 wins, which is what the, you know, probably going to win the division and keep rolling. So, anyway, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, there were a lot of question marks going. There's going to be some question marks going into this year. Is Fromber going to be a top of the rotation guy? Are you as good when you don't have that hoss like Verlander? I mean, the World Series champs usually have, if not one hoss, two aces that you can rely on. Is Christian Javier week in and week out going to be the same Christian Javier that we saw in the postseason? Is McCullers going to stay healthy? Is Urquidy? What about Urquidy and Garcia? Are they another season long? Urquidy kind of fell off at the end of the year. Garcia was up and down a little bit in the middle of the year. Garcia was, you know, somewhat. They're going to be really good. Murphy and Miller did an unbelievable job. Unbelievable job. They were awesome. They were awesome.
If you think last year was going to be bad, wait until you see this year. Even scarier.
Well, there's questions though. Is Hunter Brown going to be in this rotation?
Yeah, there's questions, but not like last year. There were legitimate question marks. Justin Verlander, you're the eternal optimist, but I think a lot because you just thought Justin Verlander was going to, maybe not to the Cy Young, but you expected Justin Verlander to be just, yeah. He's just Justin Verlander. Man, this guy was older and 2 years of not pitching. For him to win a Cy Young is incredible. He should have won Comeback Player of the Year. I don't know if he
exceeded my expectations, but I thought he was going to
You thought he was going to be fine. Yeah. Lance McCullers. I mean, he didn't make it back for a long time. We were worried Lance McCullers wasn't even going to come back because you had heard some kind of scary stuff on him.
Well,
and he didn't make it back for a while. He didn't make it back for a while. So, you know, what we didn't – I always thought Christian Javier, even the year before, had good stuff. But, you know, finding a space for him. Luis Garcia, we were – confident in, but only to an extent. You lost your pitching coach. Could Fromber put another good year together? It's true. I mean, they did it, and the bullpen was a huge issue going into the season. You know what? Montero, Nerys. Okay, well, we'll see how these guys do. It just all came together. The pitching staff worked out great. The pitching coaches worked out great. Now you don't have Justin Verlander, but man, I'd say the least of my concerns is pitching staff, including starting pitching. Yep. I'm not worried about it.
Yep. All right, 945 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. News of the Weird. coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about, listen, guys, you're running out of time, okay? You got to get her something. Go to Pajamagram right now, pajamagram.com right now, and get her these naturally nude pajamas. And you get a free $75 nightie, a free $75 nightie if you order naturally nude pajamas right now. So you're getting two gifts here. And oh, by the way, they're both going to be gift wrapped. If you haven't seen, and go there. I mean, maybe you're, I don't know, maybe she doesn't want naturally nude pajamas, whatever. There are thousands. It's unbelievable, the selection to choose from. I found my wife the perfect pajamas that's so good that my daughter wanted them. That's how good these pajamas were. And you, my friends, you're going to love these naturally nude pajamas because they are next to wearing nothing at all. You're going to love the feel of it. She's going to love the feel of it. It's just a great, great gift. I've been there, done it. Got her pajamas from Pajamagram before, and she loved them. Your wife will love them, too. And free gift packaging. Now, they ran out. They sold out last year before Christmas. So make sure you do it today. Do it now. Here's what you do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com to order your naturally nude pajamas and tell them John Granato sent you.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
All righty. News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Here's something weird. Just breaking news going on right now, Lance. As a matter of fact, the Masters has decided to let live golfers play in their little tournament in April.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I don't know what that's going to mean for...
Well, it'll mean... I think it means the other... I think they're saying, you know what? Sorry, PGA Tour. That's the, you know what? I'll find it good, but we want the best golfers in the world.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Masters doing it.
The Masters.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Masters has nothing to do with PGA Tour, so... but you have to qualify for it. This year, 15 guys are qualified. Next year... By this criteria, only, I mean, this coming year, 2023, 15. In 2024, only 9. And, but the issue is going to be whether or not LIV will count in world rankings. So,
oh, okay.
It'll be very
interesting. Can I do a News of the Weird?
Yeah.
Here's News of the Weird. John, what would you think if one of our listeners ended up cooking food for himself because he was too worried that his girlfriend was going to poison him?
I would say he needs to be fine.
And she once tried to stab him with scissors when she was naked and drunk. Is this something that you would like to have? Is this a relationship that you would enjoy
Sounds
having?
Like there's never a dull moment. He's worried about her poisoning him.
So he cooks for himself. John, doesn't how would you like to be so scared that you cook for yourself because you're worried about being
I
poisoned?
I cook anyway. My wife rarely cooks in our house. Mm-hmm. I do most of the cooking anyway. But mm-hmm. I've never been afraid she'll poison me.
Yep. Yeah. Well, this guy is.
So you wanna do you know his name?
I sure do. Stop reading our Twitch stream. This is a safe space. It's not safe. I'm sitting here reading this like anyone else would. Oh, tell me more about this
you
one, Todd.
You put it out there, but if it's on Twitch,
I'm like,
it's out there.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, that's some crazy stuff.
So a Kentucky woman was disappointed when somebody stole a $25 TJ Maxx gift card from her during a holiday party gift exchange. But she ended up getting 7,000 times more. She won $175,000 on a lottery ticket given at a gift exchange.
Wow. How remember when Mark Vandermeer used to give us lottery tickets?
You know how they do
Christmas?
Santa and you could steal? Somebody stole
yeah, White
hers.
Elephant.
So then she got a lottery ticket. And she won $175.
I hope she cashed a check and it went and dabbed right in that
dabbed?
Person's face.
You think
I would have.
You think she dabbed?
I mean, that's me, though.
Yeah, you would have dabbed.
I don't think there's
any question you were going to dab on that one. What else has happened here in the world of here are some stories. How about this? A deer that was in that swam, apparently swam some thousands of how far is it? Gosh, doggone it, this is terrible, this story. Apparently, this deer swam an unbelievable amount, made it all the way to the to a bridge where he got out of the water, only to be struck by a truck immediately as he got out of the water.
That's good news of the
Yeah, that is news. That unfortunate. How about that? That poor deer. Robert De Niro. Apparently, somebody broke into his house and tried to steal his Christmas gifts under his tree.
Did they really?
Do you want to have any of Robert De Niro's gifts under his tree?
I do.
I would too.
I'm not gonna lie. But have you seen the video that's on TikTok with the man dressed up as the Grinch, and he walks into the house, and the kids see him, and he goes, he's got a trash bag, and he walks over to their toys, and they lose their mind. They're so upset, and the dad's taping it. I gotta show you this. This is the worst thing you could do, and yet the best thing you could do.
Great.
Sometimes there are things in life that are simultaneously really terrible, but really awesome.
Right.
That's the world I like to live
in.
Do
you have a Roomba?
I had one, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Terrible. Apparently, there is a Roomba, and the video from the Roomba ended up on Facebook, and it was the recording of a woman on the toilet.
The video of the Roomba?
The Roomba.
I didn't know Roombas had cameras.
I didn't either. Apparently, though, in Venezuela, gig workers in Venezuela posted a series of images to online forums. Maybe they put these workers put the camera on top of the Roomba, and they went into the bathroom.
Oh, that's what they did. They probably. Oh my gosh!
I didn't know Roombas were going to be used.
Roombas
like
aren't
that.
Supposed to be. They're not supposed to be remote controlled cars.
A woman in Michigan is facing charges after allegedly cyberbullying her own daughter. Do you think that Nicole will ever cyberbully Marty?
No, just inside the house. And she'll try to bully Nicole.
They'll bully each other?
Yeah, in the house. And then they love each other. But yeah, I see it.
Do you think you should be prosecuted for cyberbullying your own daughter?
I mean, the law is the law.
The law is the law.
The law is the
law. Whether or not it's your daughter or not. How mean is that? What kind of person has to cook their own food because their girlfriend might poison them? And what kind of mom cyber bullies her own daughter so much that she's going to be prosecuted?
Well,
for
here's
it.
An idea. Don't you know what? If you're worried about that with your girlfriend, that is a smart move.
Yeah.
Or wife, that is a smart move to cook your own food.
Move?
If you're worried about being slowly poisoned.
Well, how about if a better move would be leave if you're afraid that she's going to poison you.
I mean, yeah, in theory, that works.
We're done. Right now, Paul Gallant will join you in just about 4 minutes. But first, Lance is going to talk about FOCO.
Let's talk about a chance for you. They don't have a – there's no Grinch bobbleheads, but there is a Jeremy Pena bobblehead still available. And you better get in on it. Did you know that FOCO, FOCO.com/975, can get you these amazing World Series bobbleheads? World Series bobbleheads like you haven't seen before. Officially licensed. They also have pajamas. They have, I think they still have Christmas ornaments. You might want to check. There's a lot of these things are selling out. You better get there and get it ordered because this is a great gift. It's a great stocking stuffer. It's a great gift for you. It's something you're going to want to have at your own office, putting up those Astros World Series bobbleheads. Maybe you have a friend who is not an Astros fan. Maybe they're a Yankee or a Dodger fan and you want to troll them. Go ahead and send the Dodger fan a Yordan. A bobblehead. That's the best troll that you could send a Dodger fan. It's just a way of saying thanks for trading them. Just make sure that you get it at FOCO.com/975. You are going to find some amazing gifts, but Christmas is coming up soon, so get there today. FOCO.com/975.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.